Well, for those of you keeping score at home, my good friend John Hancock last night got lost in a three-story parking garage. Took him 10 minutes to get out of there.
Maybe 12.
And then this morning informs me I have an issue with my cloud.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, you're younger than I am, Michael.
Yeah, let me see if
I figure you know technical kind of stuff. You know, I got this phone over here.
I thought you were talking about real clouds.
Well, it is a real cloud. Okay. So apparently your phone, all of the stuff in your phone ends up in the cloud up there.
The cloud.
And so this happened, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. I remember everybody's talking about the cloud. We all got the cloud going on. So
someday your whole life will be in the cloud.
I got the clouds up here, which is great. That means you don't have to worry about all the disk space on your computer because everything's up there in the cloud.
Yep.
Well, now my computer and now my cell phone are telling me that I'm out of cloud.
Right.
How can you possibly be out of cloud? It's a cloud.
So you are with Apple, I would assume?
Yeah.
As am I.
Yeah, the whole idea of the cloud is so you don't have to store it on the hardware.
Yeah, but here's the issue that you're running into, okay? So you were buying megabytes and RAM and stuff on your computer, and now what they've done is they've gone to the cloud. So your phone is backing up, your computer's backing up
to
the cloud.
All of it's up there
in the cloud. Yes, and it's backing up more than space than you have rented in the cloud. You have to pay for the cloud.
You got to pay for the cloud.
You have to pay for it. So I bet that the computer's asking you, sign up for your monthly subscription of like $9, and then you'll get 1 terabyte worth of cloud
space. I got to buy more cloud. Well, here's the problem
More clouds.
So I looked at the cloud.
Okay.
It's been telling me this for weeks now, and I'm starting to get nervous because now it's saying it may not back up my phone.
That's a problem. You can lose your contact.
Which you can't see if you. Yeah. And so, I'm worried about this thing. So I went to go look into it.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to investigate. I'm curious.
All right.
So it says add more clouds or whatever it says, and I hit the button, and it says please enter your Apple ID.
You don't know it.
I have no idea what the Apple ID. I mean, it keeps changing. I mean, the kids get, everybody's in the cloud, and I have no idea what the Apple ID is. And so then you got to go through this rigmarole to change.
But this is an important thing because your life, with the exception of when we're here on KMOX, is your for making money, is your computer and your cell phone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking that knowing your Apple ID
is important.
And having enough space in the cloud is as important as like a truck driver, having a truck. So maybe you ought to invest a little bit of time, pull all those kids into one room and say, listen, somebody's eating up all my cloud here.
The cloud needs to
be left for dad.
It may not be me.
Exactly.
In the cloud.
I want to know what my login to the cloud is.
Kids of mine.
Yes.
That are out there with their snappy chats and all of their ticky talks and all of that stuff, and they're eating up my cloud. Is that what you're telling me?
That is exactly what I'm telling you.
Well, this cannot stand.